This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to this Joy 94.9 podcast. Radiothon is now on and we need your support. This is our one time a year that we ask you to support Joy so we can continue being a voice for the LGBTI community of Melbourne and beyond. By becoming a member, renewing your membership, or donating to Joy, you will keep out loud and proud LGBTI voices on air and on podcast, and around 50 volunteers work hard around the clock to make them available. We hope you enjoy this podcast. Then we hope you head to joy.org.au to find out how you can support us this radiothon. We still need Joy. Your voice. Your radio station.
Are you mad?
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday podcast
from Joy 94.9.
But we've got guests right now.
We do, don't we?
We are more than ready. Ladies and gentlemen, Murray and Paris, welcome.
Welcome, welcome, my dears. And,
are you good?
I'm very good, yeah.
Paris, it's been a little while, my love.
Been too long between drinks, my dear.
I don't like the gaps.
No, I don't like it. They've got to stop.
Definitely have.
We're catching up this weekend, hopefully, I believe.
I believe we are, yes.
My word. Queen's birthday,
isn't
of course.
It is the Queen's birthday.
Yes.
And I read about this a little while ago. Fitzroy Street, which I mean everybody knows about Fitzroy Street. Normally there's loads of things to do up and down that place, but it's really coming alive, isn't it, this weekend?
Yeah, it is, my dear. We're having a Queen's birthday in the true sense of the word. Fire twirlers, magician street walkers. The Queen herself is arriving, horse-drawn carriage. She'll be leaving the sea baths and travelling up Fitzroy Street. Bagpipes, and of course, no Queen's birthday without the drags themselves.
Exactly.
Yes,
The true queens.
The true queens. May they step forward. Yes, definitely. But age not revealed, of course.
No.
So a lot happening. It's just about colour and movement. And what Fitzroy Street has been to all of us for many years, just a fun place and respecting one another and just, a good joyous occasion.
Yeah.
Bring it alive. Bring it on home.
Exactly. Murray, what's the story then? Why are we having this on the Queen's?
Why not?
Well, what a bloody great answer.
No.
And there endeth the interview. No, go on.
The Business Association have really come together and they've invested in celebrating the Queen's birthday, putting on a street party. It was just one way of making it really bold and, you know, right in your face and create a lot of atmosphere throughout the afternoon.
And it's obviously, you know, one of the great things about something like this is it's free.
Excellent.
Well,
yes, it certainly is. So general public are invited to come down for free and participate. Horse-drawn carriage rides up and down the street.
All and you, stuff. I mean, with an event like this, what's good is obviously, you know, majority of people listen to us are LGBTIQ and their friends. But it's open to everyone, isn't it?
Correct. You know? It is.
That's the idea.
That is the idea. And that's what I think, you know, we've really got to try to do across the board. Just have everything open to everybody all the time. Anybody with a good attitude, paying respect and up for a party, come on in.
Yeah.
And just we've got to drive that home. It's my word. And especially from the drag's point of view and whatever. It's not a scary place, not a scary thing. Just get down and love it. Feel the love.
Yeah, now, you're all right then, are you, with day drag?
Oh, Jane, a little bit more foundation, of course. It is terrifying.
It's past 4 in the afternoon. Now look at it now.
I know. I just had a facial. No, there's no smoke and mirrors in daytime drag, and the biggest pair of Jackie O glasses are coming out, honey, you've ever seen in your life. I mean, there won't be a lot of skin showing, but and that sun, it burns. but good fun. Got a great crew. Got Avril Latrine going down. And
She likes a party.
She does love a party and passion. And Crystal Ring and myself, and there'll be a heap rock up. So it'll be a damn hoot. Got celebs coming down from all the
current VIPs as well.
Yeah.
Great.
Looking forward to it. And of course, it's the old, you know, stalwarts of Fitzroy Street will be there themselves.
Yeah, well, it's Fitzroy Street, obviously, the Pride Parade goes down there.
Yeah, the Pride March is down there every year, and that is just growing. In size every year.
It is, isn't it? Yeah.
So this parade as well, effectively, will be a parade as well. We're hoping that it'll be equally as big, but it is our first time, so we've got our fingers crossed.
I'm excited about the horse-drawn carriage up and down the street. That's going to be a whole lot of fun.
Yeah, Dean, look, I don't like referring to Crystal Ring as a horse, but she will be pulling that carriage up and down without a doubt.
She has pulled a queen before.
She's strong. And that's also where the Pride Centre is going to be, isn't it? Eventually, when that's...
Yes, we are so excited. All the traders on Fitzroy Street are really looking forward for two major things happening in the next couple of years. One is the Gatwick's closed and it's going to become part of a TV program.
Yes.
And the other thing across the road from there will be the new home of the Pride Centre, which is the first Victorian Pride Centre.
It's really wonderful. I mean, the Fitzroy Traders, you guys have really gotten behind our community and created a space that's really supportive, and I think that's really great.
Well, and I guess this is just, a big celebration, all with that in mind, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Now, when do we get there? Because we know it's good to arrive just at the right time, isn't it?
If you arrive at 3 o'clock, that's when everything kicks off. It starts at St Kilda Sea Bass and travels across the promenade there and into Fitzroy Street. It goes on till 6 o'clock, and after 6 o'clock, all the venues are throwing open their doors for after parties and the like.
Oh, right. Fantastic. And if, I mean, do we have to meet at that one area and travel with it, or you just go along? And
no, you don't have to meet anywhere in particular. You can choose a spot on Fitzroy Street, and you can just walk around. There'll be plenty of things to see and do.
Right.
Or you can plonk yourselves in one of our venues.
The whole street will be lit up.
Correct.
And it is obviously the Queen's birthday weekend, which is why it's on in June. But it's not a very, we're not sunshine and lollipops. Have we thought about moving it?
We've thought about the weather contingency, and I gave it a lot of thought today.
Okay.
Now, for Paris, I've organised a huge, big, colourful umbrella, which you could probably share with a stilt walker.
I was about to say, Paris, share. No.
No, I don't share. What is mine, what's yours is mine.
Just being in the studio with you is quite hilarious because just like your on-stage persona, that you're a mile back from the microphone. I've practically got it in my mouth and you're talking like you've always learned to enunciate. And it's fabulous.
We're in Studio One, she's sitting in Studio Two.
Yeah, exactly.
I'd have to get right
on.
We
need you in here on a more regular basis.
Nothing up too close. At my age, you don't want to get up too close to anything, especially a camera.
Yeah. Nonsense. And what else is going on with you then?
Oh, no, just well, really just I've been enjoying enjoying Melbourne big time. And when Murray contacted me about this Fitzroy Street Business Association Queen's Birthday Street Party, I had to think about it. And I thought, yeah, this is exactly what we need. We need as a community to embrace, our culture here in Melbourne. And there was all that talk when they started to pull down the hotel there on the corner of the old GH and our culture. No, our culture is not in any one building or one thing. It's about a community. And Fitzroy Street, when I was a young queen going out many decades ago, Fitzroy Street was one of very few places you could walk down the street in drag or in your look and have some sort of sense of well-being and feel a little bit safe. And so I've always had a passionate place in my heart for the strip. Pokies, of course, and down around where the sea bars, the queen is funnily enough leaving from, is old Bojangles, one of the very early lay girls, reviewers. A lot of history on the... in the area and particularly the strip. And I've always felt a sense of well-being down there.
Yeah.
Funny enough, it's an odd place and it's a beautiful place. And a two-headed camel could walk up and walk into the bar and have a drink beside you. He'll say hello.
Oh, Rita will be there.
Oh, sure.
Boom, boom.
Boom, boom. Anyway, it's just it's lovely. It's a really great place to be.
I think we need
Paris didn't answer that question. Will she be there?
The more you can do, I reckon, the more we can get you involved in community events, the better.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, we've all been going to watch you for many, many years. Some of us are the same age, I reckon. And, I think the more you're involved, the better.
Yeah, definitely. No. Michael and Dean, certainly. I'm putting it out there, actually. Any listeners, I'm certainly up for... certainly up for anything. It's about time that we all myself, particularly I've got any resources, personal resources I have, put back in. I've been very, very lucky and blessed. And support I've had over the years has been phenomenal. And I really got to the stage in life I'm really finding a little niche wanting to put back in.
Oh, yeah, how lovely. So, good on you.
It's wonderful.
Vote Paris.
Exactly. And on Sunday, of course, that means you've got to go up and you rush up to Paris, say hello and
get a
selfie.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's a Queen's birthday after all.
She doesn't drink alcohol anymore, just a nice mineral
glass of water.
Yeah. a saucer of milk. Now, it's all when is it, team?
It's happening this Sunday from 3 p.m. Now, if you want more details, just go to Fitzroy Street, stkilda.com.au.
Oh, lovely. Thank you both for coming in.
Thank you. Now, it wouldn't be a party without a party mix. So I've brought into the studio, I brought them a bag of party mix from Alan's Each. So enjoy that. I know it's radio. You can't eat while you're, but maybe when you're finished.
Oh, well, we almost managed to shove something in, don't we?
Well, we try.
Something sweet.
Dean, Michael, Joy. Thank you, Murray. Look forward to it. Thank you.
Lovely.
You've been listening to another Mad Wednesday podcast, driving you home every Wednesday afternoon from 4.
Joy 94.9.
Radiothon is now on and we need your support. This is our one time a year that we ask you to support Joy so we can continue being a voice for the LGBTI community of Melbourne and beyond. By becoming a member, renewing your membership, or donating to Joy, you will keep out loud and proud LGBTI voices on air and on podcast. And around 50 volunteers work hard around the clock to make them available. We hope you enjoy this podcast. Then we hope you head to joy.org.au to find out how you can support us this radiothon. We still need Joy. Your voice, your radio station.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.